Well, good enough. I think we'll go ahead and get kicked off. Looks like we do have a quorum here today. Rick and I are here together, so that will count us as two. I see Ron Velarde, Linda Marshall, and Ron, Clay Tuffley. So it looks like we're missing a couple, but that does put us at five. So with that, my name's Tom Benton. I'll call today's 10:15 Grand Junction Regional Airport Authority Board meeting to order. We do have an attendance, and we will do a quick roll call here so that everybody is of record verbally. So Commissioner Marshall.
I'm here. Thanks, Tom.
Commissioner Velarde.
Here.
Commissioner Tuffley.
Present.
Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
And I'm here as well, Commissioner Benton. So we have one item on our agenda. I would like to have a motion to approve the agenda as presented today.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ron. It's been moved and second to approve the agenda as presented today. We'll do a roll call vote for that. Commissioner Marshall.
I was not on the ready. I approve.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Commissioner Tuffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Velarde.
Aye.
Commissioner Taggart.
Aye.
And the chair votes in approval as well for the agenda as presented today. We have one action item. It's the amended restated airport lease, facilities lease and concession agreement. Let's see, Sarah, are you presenting that today or is Angela? I forgot to check.
I'll do an introduction. I do think we need to take a moment though for, maybe we don't need commissioner comments necessarily, but we certainly need to open it up for public comments. We didn't have any registered, but just wanted to make sure we have that on the record.
Okay, I did skip through that. Sorry about that, Sarah. So we'll back up just briefly. Any comments from commissioners today?
Tom?
Yes?
This is Erling. I figured out how to phone in, so I am officially joining the meeting as well.
Very good. I wondered who 915-241-7699 was, but we've now identified that as Erling Braback. So for the record, Erling Braback is in attendance as well. Thank you, Erling.
Yes, sir.
Okay, commissioner comments today? Hearing none, we'll open up for citizen comments. And Sarah, would you repeat what you just said? Do we have anybody registered to speak today from behalf of our citizenship in the community?
We did not have anyone register ahead of time, and I have no comments in the chat either, so.
Okay, we have a couple of people on the phone I don't recognize on here. Lisa Rorden?
This is Dan Reamer. Lisa is my associate who helped with the concession agreement on the agenda today.
Thank you very much, Dan. Appreciate the clarification. So looks like a 1, 2, 3, no comments from the citizens. All right. We'll go ahead and jump into the action item today, the amended and restated airport lease facilities concession agreement. Sarah?
Perfect. So this is the image that we presented at our last meeting for discussion, and I just wanted to bring it up again just to kind of reorient everyone with the project. Within the image on the right-hand side here of the screen, the black represents the existing footprint today of that concession space, and the red represents the proposed improvements, at least roughly. So you'll see that shifting of the kitchen and the prep area goes out about 8 feet into the current serving area. And I just wanted to note the preliminary construction cost alone for the expansion that Tailwind has received is about $440,000. And Tailwind, as part of this negotiated and restated lease agreement, has agreed to make those improvement costs. I also have, again, just for kind of orientation on the project, one of the architectural renderings that we have. They've done some preliminary design and received, again, those kind of preliminary cost estimates, but this is sort of that proposed look and feel. As you might remember, this area represents the new kitchen space that will be enclosed, which essentially encompasses the old customer service facing area, and then the customer service space will all shift. So those are the proposed improvements as part of this project. And just to kind of orient everyone with where we're at from the airport's perspective, as far as restaurant and retail concession revenue, we did a historical look back from 2014. In 14 and 15, in the beginning of 2016, the airport actually ran the concession and retail with the subway services. And you'll see there was quite a bump in revenue to the airport. And this is net revenue. We did take those revenues from Subway less the staff expenses and those costs to run it. So it's not exactly the same, but you do definitely see that increase as tailwinds have taken over. Just wanted everyone to kind of understand what this contract represents when it comes to our revenue. And then on this next page, I have summarized some of the more significant business terms that are within the contract that we sent you for review. Staff did compile a number of different airports to do some benchmarks with for different contracts as far as length of term, capital improvement requirements, revenue share, and MAG terms. So those were taken into consideration as we prepared this amended and restated lease. A few highlights just to kind of point out, like I said, the more significant terms. The MAG in this new agreement is the greater of 85% of the previous year's revenue or 120,000 as that base. That base of 120,000 is double what the previous MAG was and really based on kind of that historical performance. The percentage of gross revenues that we have included remains unchanged from our prior contract. So those are stated there by line of business. And then we do have that tiering still as the revenue gross sales increase. So does the percentage share of revenue. And lastly, I just wanted to point out that we added a number of items as far as capital improvement requirements to this contract, including the improvements that would be required upon signing with some guidelines and oversight from the executive director. There's also a midterm refresh to be negotiated. We don't have specific numbers in there because we don't know what that refresh will be needed, but there is a requirement to do a refresh. And then there's an additional capital improvement that would be a condition of that renewal option should a future board choose to extend that and accept that. So I think I'm going to pause here if anyone had any questions on any of these terms, or did you have anything else that you wanted to add in? We certainly made other changes, but these are the more significant ones as far as the business term.
Now, Jeff, before we get into questions, would you like to add anything or make any remarks?
Well, just like to say thanks again for everybody's time. I'm the president and CEO of Tailwind. We are an airport concession company. We've been in business since 2005. We're in 36, regional airports. All we do is regional airports. And so that's our business model. And most of our contracts have the food, the beverage, and the gift shop components to them. So Grand Junction, we've been there since 2016, I believe. We took over a subway that the airport, like Sarah mentioned, the airport was running a subway in there. Really difficult business model. I've taken over a number of concession contracts at regional airports that have had either a subway or a Quiznos or those types of operations, which just do not work in the regional setting. But there, over the years that we've been there, we've done the best we can with the space that we have to the initial investment to build it out and provide a bar setting, right, which helps tremendously with revenue and just customer service. And then, providing hot and cold meals in a gift shop for kids that are, from people that are 2 years old to 92 years old. We like to think from diaper to diaper. So that's what we do. So the we have had we've taken contracts and operated in airports the same way we've done it at Grand Junction, with just hoodless equipment that all passes, fire code and health code, but we can never really provide the correct type of service, right? So here, Grand Junction, given this opportunity to install a hood and a proper kitchen, we can tremendously increase, we think there, because it's worked everywhere else, the revenue and the offerings that we can provide to the customers there, right? So with a hood, you have a grill, you can have a charbroiler, you have fryers and all that sort of thing that just increase the options of menu offerings, right? So everything from omelets to grilled chicken to burgers, and then with the chicken wings and chicken tenders and all that sort of stuff, fried chicken sandwiches that are tremendously popular on our menus, and just improve the revenue. And so at Grand Junction, we lugged through the last 3 years and this COVID thing kind of got beat up, but we're back now in 2021. We have exceeded a little bit, actually a little bit 2019 as far as total income by about 6%. And we do in Grand Junction about $6 and change per employment is the best way for us to track, you know, our revenue and our business success. So Grand Junction, if for 2021, we did $6.19 per employment on 250.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Sorry, my phone rang. So.
But sorry, anyway, we did about $1.6 million in revenue. And then with adding a hood and new offerings, we think I can certainly get it. I'm going to put a baseline of $7 per employment. So we'll
Jeff, I think your microphone is cutting out there a little bit. We kind of lost you at the $6 number that you mentioned a little bit earlier. So your voice just went pretty soft.
How about now?
No.
Let me try something. I'm sorry.
Can't hear you. Well, now we can. Now we can.
Better?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so back to $6.19 per employment on 259,000 passengers in 2021. So about $1.6 million. And I'm going to, you know, conservatively estimate that we do $7 per employment, you know, right out of the chute with this good system. And then over time, what we've seen with these improvements is that, you know, at regional airports, it takes everybody about a year to go through the airport. Who's going to go through the airport? Then the second year, you know, our historical performance has been that the second year of either a new kitchen or a new contract, the revenue numbers pop because people know that they can go then to the airport and get a decent meal. Right? Years ago, it was a Subway. You can only eat so much Subway. We've done what we do now with the hoodless equipment for hot burgers and pizza, et cetera. But you know, with getting, once we put a kitchen in there, the offerings are dramatically different, revenue increases, and, you know, it'll be nice.
Nice recap, Jeff. Any questions for Jeff from the commissioners this morning?
Tom, just one question, and this may seem a little odd. And perhaps I don't have the agreement in front of me, the draft rate, right this moment. But question, and probably it's to Dan and Angela and Sarah. God forbid we go back to the level of shutdowns and that we had with the initial outbreak of COVID-19. But have we addressed that in the contract that if an event of this nature occurs again, and again, God forbid it does, that both sides in this agreement are protected?
Yeah, thank you, Rick, for asking that. That there was a provision that was actually added as an amendment to the prior contract. That essentially waived that minimum annual guarantee requirement and reverted just to a percentage of revenue should the number of passengers drop 25% below the prior year, the prior period. So we have maintained that language. We felt that was still fair. It was benchmarked against other agreements as well. And it's also actually consistent with our rental car and other concession agreements. So that is maintained in there that there's still a revenue share, but we will relieve that minimum guarantee. So we think that's the most fair for both sides. So that's a great question, and that is still incorporated in there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good question. Anybody else today? Okay. Thank you, Sarah and Jeff, for being here today and presenting this. Hopefully that view out of on the north from the bar area, Jeff, you can put that on your website to encourage travel to the Grand Junction. That'd be nice.
It's a beautiful view.
All right. I'd entertain a motion for our action item today for the approval of the amended and restated airport facilities lease and concession agreement.
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ron. Further discussion? Hearing none, we'll do a roll call vote for approval of the motion. Commissioner Tuffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Velarde?
Aye.
Commissioner Marshall?
Aye.
Commissioner Brayback?
Aye.
Commissioner Taggart?
Aye.
Chair votes in approval as well. Motion carries. Thank you all for your attendance today. I would ask, is there anything else that might come before our meeting today? Any other business which may be before the board today?
I just want to throw out a quick thank you to everyone for making time available off of our normal schedule. This is important to allow the construction to get started before and finished before we get really busy. So we appreciate everyone's time here.
Yeah. And it was brought to our attention that we have not sent out Microsoft Outlook invites for the board schedule for 2022 yet. We will get that done in the next week, but want to make sure all the commissioners know that our next regular scheduled board meeting is February 15th at 5:15. And that one will be in person, but we'll still have the Zoom option as well.
Thank you, Angela. I know we're all beginning to plan our calendars. So if Cameron wants to ship out those invites to lock those places, that'd be great. Appreciate that. I do see Sam Siebold on our call today. Sam, was there anything that you wanted us to address while you're in attendance?
Hey, how's everyone doing? No, sir. Just trying to follow up on the call. I've been out of town so much traveling, and I just wanted to get on a call. Unfortunately, I couldn't make some of the past meetings. So just wanted to say hello to everyone. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Sam, this is Rick. Are you working still with your dad, or has something else emerged in your life?
Hey, Rick. Still working with Scott. Over here flying and safety manager and pushing a lot of paper. So he keeps me pretty busy.
That's good.
Well, it's nice to have Twin Otter based out of GJT. Sam, appreciate the family business there.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right. Quick motion for adjournment then, I guess.
So moved.
Thank you, Lindy. Second?
Second.
All right. We'll just do a quick voice thing. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Very good. Motion carries. Thank you all for your attendance, and have a good Valentine's Day, and we'll see you on the 15th.
That's great. Thank you, guys. Thanks, everyone.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Good.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.